today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Well, this has been fun, guys, but it's getting late.
Say no more, Greg. I'll just have a couple more and I'll head out.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan.
No, what I mean is it's Orville Peck time.
Okay, so we are back at the Tiki Bar.
Yes, we are. We're Patrick. Lucky. Yes, we are.
One time only this time around. We're just going to do this one episode today.
Mm-hmm.
But the Tiki Bar, well, first of all, a couple things.
Okay.
One is it has now a disco
<That's awesome>.
Light, disco ball light, different colors sort of reflecting off the walls. And so that's putting, actually two of them.
Yeah.
So that's putting me in a good mood, particularly good mood. There's also a water feature.
That's right.
Pool or a pond.
Yeah.
Pond would be good for you,
pond
Jim.
Would be good for you, Jim. August in Northern Virginia, we will occasionally get these hellacious downpours that happen between 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock in the evening.
I have a screen capture of what the radar looked like earlier today, so maybe we can put that up.
We should.
Yeah.
Just so we know what we were dealing with here.
So, yes. Yeah, so we're at Greg Wilson's Tiki Bar in Northern Virginia, and we had a storm that meant that we had to get rid of some standing water here in the Tiki Bar.
Overwhelmed the French drains. It happens.
And the pool level is very high.
Right, probably now. 5 inches of water.
Woo. Yeah.
So, but don't quote me on that.
Summer in D.C.
Okay, so this show is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us is
Greg Wilson in the Tiki Bar.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you, Greg, as always, for having us. And we wanted to come back to Greg's specifically for this because we were going through some email correspondence that we get from listeners. And somebody sent us a really good, strong, lengthy email following up to the last time we were at the Tiki Bar. So the last time we were here, we did a new music challenge with a couple other folks as well. And we were trying to sort of turn them on to some new music based on their other music interests.
Mm-hmm.
And those episodes were really popular.
Yep.
And so we got this great email here. So should I just dive into that?
Yeah, let's do it. And it's great. I don't think it's someone we've heard from before during our correspondence. So that makes us doubly happy.
All right. The emailer is Walt Falconer.
Okay.
Is his name. And he calls himself the proprietor of Rock is the New Roll website.
That is
rockisthenewroll.com.
All right.
So there you go.
Okay, Walt, thank you for writing in.
Walt writes, "Boys," he says, "first, let me thank you for doing God's work and sharing your love of good music with your congregation. It is ear-boggling to me that you guys have made the commitment to put out as much content as you do. Sitting around talking about music every day is living a dream. You guys never mail it in. Each episode seems pretty thought out, and your interviews and the guest hosts are generally pretty great as well. I do have a bit of a bone to pick, however, with the episodes that were broadcast from your friend's Tiki Bar."
Oh, no.
First, you boys were drinking beer, no Mai Tais, no Singapore slings,
okay, and
nary a jungle bird was consumed during the making of those episodes. Weak sauce, he says. Greg, you want to interject here at all?
Well, I can pick up my game next time. I thought this was a beer crowd. I'll start with that.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
I know.
It is. It absolutely
is. You cater
is.
To the crowd.
I don't pick a fight unless I know I'm going to win.
I like a good cocktail. Can you make any of those? Mai Tai, Singapore Sling, or Jungle Bird?
Thank goodness for the internet.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Oh, he also says at the very least, a Dark and Stormy would have done the trick.
Okay.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what that is either.
I know exactly what that is.
What is that?
I think it's dark, like Myers rum, and maybe ginger beer.
Mm.
I have a recipe in the house for it.
Okay.
And I have a friend that's made them in bulk.
Oh, wow.
For events here.
Oh, wow.
So there has been a Dark and Stormy at Casa Wilson in the Tiki Bar before.
Okay. I've never heard of it. It was just Dark and Stormy earlier.
That's perfect.
Before we started recording, yes.
I'll stick with beer.
But yes, we so appreciate the beer, so thank you. Okay, so Walt goes on to say, "Second, during those episodes, there was no mention of tiki music discussed at all." I interject. That wasn't really the point of those episodes,
no.
But Walt's going to help us out here now, right?
Okay.
He says, now granted, a little Don Ho can go a long way. And after 10 minutes, every surf guitar song sounds pretty much the same.
Well,
but this is 2019, and there are many Polynesian-influenced platters that go beyond Martin Denny, Les Baxter, and The Ventures.
Okay.
Here are a couple of the songs that are in heavy rotation in The Falcon's Nest, my tiki-themed backyard bar.
Okay.
I don't know where this guy is, but... you got some competition, Greg.
Road trip.
Oh, no.
He says, please pass these recommendations to your tiki-loving friend, and for the sake of all that is holy, Jimmy Buffett should never be played in a tiki bar under any circumstances. And It's 5 o'clock Somewhere is a Jimmy Buffett song and should not be played.
Okay. I can tell you that song has never been played in here. Jimmy Buffett probably has been played.
But not that song.
But, you know, we haven't completely bastardized that rule.
Right.
He says, keep up the excellent work, Walt Falconer. Okay.
All right.
So then Walt goes on to give us some suggestions of songs that we should listen to.
Great.
And we can kind of do like what we did before. We can rate them. We can talk about how much we like them or not. Let me see how many we have here. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 Looks like 5. Okay.
Sounds good.
So the first one is actually, he gives us two different songs from the first band. The first band he recommends is called The Limboos.
Okay.
L-I-M-B-O-O-S.
Never heard of them.
He says their new record is Baya. You can pretty much put the entire album for perfect hip 60s sort of vibe, complete with surf guitar, bongos, greasy saxophone. There is definitely a last call at the tiki bar vibe to this record. All right. He suggests two different songs. I'll just go with the first one he picked. Where Did She Go? Okay, are we doing the 1 to 10 scale that we're doing?
Sure.
I hate
the pitchfork 1 to 10 scale. Can we do 8 point something?
Pitchfork is
1 to
like,
5 stars.
Pitchfork is like 1 to 10 with 6 being the highest rating.
I think we should give it a tiki score. How many tikis does it get?
I love that. Yes.
Well, I hesitate to do this because there's nowhere to go but up. But I mean, there's nowhere to go from here. But to me, that's a 10 out of 10. That's great song.
Okay. Love it. Yeah. I mean, I feel like I should be wearing a bowling shirt for some reason. Yeah, and I think well described as the greasy saxophone. Like you get that sort of down and dirty.
Burr.
Yes, exactly. It comes from the diaphragm, Steve Martin would say.
He has to sing from his diaphragm.
That's right. But yeah, I mean, it definitely had a lot of influences. Now, I will say probably for me, that's probably later in the night. You know, when things get a little looser, you want to start to put that one on so people start, you know, doing the bop or
whatever.
There's
a grind element to that, don't you think?
Definitely. I definitely think so. There's a late night grind to that. Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
When the keg's getting, I mean, the, sorry, the dark and stormies
the dark
are
stormies
getting
low.
Yeah. The kiddie pool full of dark and stormies are getting low.
Well, I'll give it this. I'll give it a solid 9.
Okay.
I don't like to give anything a 10 just because as much as I'm an optimist, you know, perfection's hard to obtain, but that will be on the soundtrack of the Tiki Bar.
Oh, fantastic.
So that's
there you go.
Solid thumb
that's
up there from me.
Yeah.
All right. The next artist Walt recommends is Shauna Cleveland. Mm-hmm. Stepping out from her surf rock band La Luz, Shauna Cleveland carries the same California psychedelic space surf vibe to her latest solo record, Night of the Worm Moon.
Yep.
Okay. On Face of the Sun, her elastic floats along California dunes with the tiki torches illuminating the crashing waves at midnight. Face of the Sun.
Well, I will say this. I have listened to this record several times, and I didn't even know it was out until last Friday. Jim, as you know, we do a newsletter every Friday, and we ask our crack team at RTS, Suburbs Pod, to tell us what they're listening to that week. And our intern, Sammy, actually chose Shauna Cleveland, Night of the Warm Moon. We even featured the album cover here on our newsletter. So I had no idea a new album was out. I'm a big fan of Shauna Cleveland and La Luz. I went and got it right away and listened to it several times. It
came out in April, apparently.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Yeah. I had no idea that it
I
was.
I didn't either.
Yeah. Loved it. Have been listening to it a little bit. So it's pretty fresh in my mind. This track definitely has, I don't know, to me, kind of more of like a Northern California kind of a vibe to it. A little bit more wide open spaces.
Oh, my.
Than I think of with a sort of like a, you know, like the sort of the enclosed, cozy space of a tiki torch.
Can I tell you, I'm not making this up. Those were the three words I was going to use.
Wide open spaces
when I heard that.
Well, Jim.
I know. It's starting to scare me.
Yeah.
I was waiting for you to finish. That's what I was going to say. I was going to say, to me, it doesn't sound so much California, but it sounds Western in some way.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess I can kind of see that, but yes, that's what I was going to say. That's what, that's interesting. Okay.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But I love it. I mean, I think she's a fantastic singer, songwriter, musician, and artist. She's also a great visual artist and drawer and designer.
So does that sound like something that would be played here?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Which doesn't mean I didn't like the song. Right. I enjoyed it a great deal. From the beginning, it sounded like you could have swapped out this in the soundtrack for Pulp Fiction.
Oh.
When John Travolta was kind of doing that heroin moment in the car.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it was a dreamy sequence sort of thing. Fit perfectly. A little bit too slow. Generally, people don't stay here, drop beer bottles, and pass out in lounge chairs. If they did, that would be the soundtrack for that portion of the party at about 2:45 at night.
I accept your challenge.
This is why we have a guest house, by the way. Which isn't to say I didn't like it. I thought it was an excellent piece, but you know, we tend to be a little bit more upbeat here. You know, I give it a 4, couldn't dance to it sort of thing.
Yeah.
But solid effort.
So the next artist, I always mispronounce this name. The next artist he recommends is Karangbin. Karangbin? Sure. Am I saying that right?
Mm-hmm. As far as I know.
Karangbin is a Houston-based three-piece band heavily influenced by the 60s and 70s Thai cassettes and Southeast Asian instrumental albums. Mm-hmm. There is an undercurrent of funk and soul sprinkled through most of their songs. Chill and Breezy is the order of the day. Maria Tambien is from their 2018 album Con Todo El Mundo.
We'll be right back.
All right, there you go.
Fantastic stuff.
Instrumental.
Love
apparently.
The band.
Yes.
That's a home run, I think. I think it's a great one to kind of give your tiki night or day a big shot of energy about halfway through.
It does
have
energy.
If you start to lag a little bit, you can just go boom, put on that.
I love that guitar, that sort of fast, you know, whatever you would call it, that really quick sort of picking guitar.
I love it too. And the way it contrasts with that super fat bass line, well, just those three notes, bump, bump, bump.
I love that.
It's really nice.
And then did you notice that when it got to, I guess you'd call it the chorus, that the bass and guitar were playing the same lines?
Yeah, that was
That's
really
pretty
cool
unusual.
Too. I like that too. Yeah.
Yes.
I admire any trio. It's difficult to work in that format and find continuous modes of expression over albums and songs, and they do a great job of it.
I like most trios. Not every trio.
There's certain like trios this, that yeah, annoy me.
I like this trio right here, the
yeah,
three of us.
That's
so,
a good trio.
So, Greg, how does that rate for Tiki Bar-ness?
So I don't know if it's appropriate for this Tiki Bar because it's a little bit exotic for the clientele that we have here at the Tiki Bar. That said, I'll give it a 9.5.
Okay.
I mean,
fantastic.
I was flat out jamming.
Oh, cool.
With you.
Now, if I kind of snuck this in when no one was looking in the middle of a conversation, there would be some head bobs. And, you know, if we had been at the proper place, someone would be on the diving board. I'd be the guy playing the bass line as best as I could. Not that I've ever held a bass in my entire life, but I think I could walk those three strings as best as anybody could.
I think you could do it. And I think Greg said it right. I think the key is, when do you pull that song out? It's got to be pulled out exactly at the right time in the playlist. You can't, you know, start with it and end with it. It's really one of those mood changers. You got to make sure. It's like when you slip it on the turntable, how's the party going to react? Is it going to go berserk or is it going to be like, I cleared the dance floor? It's key.
Yeah, it's totally. It's about timing. Probably when the lights get a little low.
Yep.
And around here, the first couple bats come out. When you
nice.
Get to that dusk.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the
that's
time
to
bring
time
it out.
Bring
and
it
just
out.
Everyone's like, yeah.
Yep. It's on.
All right.
Like Donkey Kong.
Okay, let's go to next on Walt's list. Orville Peck.
Okay.
The night noir ambiance that emanates from every groove of this record is perfect for a tiki bar. Orville Peck's voice engulfs you with a croon that sounds like it is coming from the devil spawn of Scott Walker and Roy Orbison.
Well said.
Dead of Night from his 2019 record Pony is perfect last call material.
Mm.
The sun goes down another dreamless night. You're right by my side. You wake me up. You say it's time to ride. In the dead of night, strange canyon road, strange look in your eyes. You shut them as we fly. As we fly. Stark Hollow Town, Carson City Lights. Baby, let's get high. Spend Johnny's cash, hitch another ride. We laugh until we cry. You say go fast, I say hold on.
See, that potentially is a last call. That's the only I think that's about the only circumstance I could see that fitting in here. But just song wise let me just say a couple things. The beat of it has kind of a 60s almost girl group kind of thing. It's it's pretty much the beat from Be My Baby.
Yeah.
And so then the song sort of followed that in a weird way. It's almost David Lynchian in that regard.
Totally.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
You know, like,
good call.
Yep.
And I also kind of remind me of Nick Cave.
Yeah, I could definitely hear that
bit.
As well.
And the other, one last thing I want to say is one thing I've noticed a common thread through a lot of these songs is that tremolo, reverb-y guitar, right? That's a Absolutely. Very common thing in sort of like surf music, and I guess by extension, what he would call tiki music,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the tremolo really, really does help it. I've been listening to this record because somehow on Spotify, I don't know what I was hearing, this came up as a recommendation. You know how at the end of your album or something, it'll either you keep going keep or if you have other stuff. I have a lot of playlists, yeah. It'll play another thing, and I got an Orville Peck song, so I listened to this album. It's on Sub Pop. He's from Canada, and he wears a mask at all times, so there's a little bit of an air of a mystery to him. I'm going to say Walt is 2 for 4 here. I would not think this is a Tiki Bar song or it would work. Even at Last Call, it seems like if it was Last Call, that means, we're getting in the car with Dennis Hopper and we're going somewhere we don't want to go.
It feels like a kind of song you would hear at like a lounge with like velvet and stuff like that, you know? That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that somebody put something in your drink and you don't know how you ended up there.
I'm going to pick up on that. Yeah. So I see a handful of, desperate souls at the bar.
That's right.
The candle's burning low. It's one of those teardrop-looking candles that has that little fishnet on the outside, and it's a candy apple red. And the last call comes. Maybe that could find a place here, because we do have a Get the F Out song.
Okay. So maybe that's
it.
But
we do not have a Last Call song.
Okay.
So I'd give it some consideration, but it's going to kill a party.
Yeah.
And I don't want to keep going back to it. Things here are lively until you hit the wall, and then it's Get the F Out.
Right.
I try not to let it jump the shark.
Right.
Yeah, you're not the kind of guy who would just hang out with other guys and be doing shots to like Sad Bastard music kind of thing, like I might do.
Well, why are you looking at me?
I'm open to new experiences.
But, I do want to say thanks to Walt for putting this together, because I think he obviously put some thought into it, and it's great that he listened. So it's
great. And there's one more.
All right, I know. Okay.
And he really put himself out there.
I know.
Because, it's kind of like...
I love it when listeners do this.
So do I. I think it's great.
Okay, he does have one more.
Okay.
Should we do that last one here?
Sure.
All right. The last band he recommends for the Tiki Bar is called Night Beats.
Okay.
He says there's a whiff of an Ennio Morricone, the good, the bad, and the ugly essence with the Night Beats and their 2019 album Myth of a Man, at least to our ears. Either way, the groove on this record is ideal for a late night tiki hang. The song he suggests is Her Cold, Cold Heart.
Yeah, that was really good. I like
really,
that.
Just as a song, I really like that a lot.
Me too. And again, the tremolo guitar.
Yes, tremolo
right
guitar.
Right
the other thing
it.
I like too is sometime we should talk about interesting percussion, because there was like a little hint of like, I don't know if it was maracas or something in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always a sucker for that
like
kind
that
of thing.
Stuff too.
I like that. I like that. I like that thing. I don't know what you call it. That has like the long like. It's like a metal. It has like a ball at one end and like a bell at the other.
And you hit
that every once in a
while. Yeah, it's really cool.
And the best one is the fish. You know the fish?
can do that.
Yes, yes.
Get one of those rainmakers with all those seeds in it.
Yeah. I love all that stuff.
I feel like every studio you go into, they've collected like a big basket of those percussion instruments. Yes. Hey, grab that thing, you know.
That's
grab
right.
a wood block and great. Do something.
That's right. Yeah. So I'd like that. I don't know, again, how it fits in here. I mean, I could see it. Maybe it's like, it's a good daytime kind of thing, you know, when you're just out, you know, having a swim or that kind of thing. But I don't know. Let's turn to the expert here.
So I think it goes back to the you know, how we started this. It's like there's no dark and stormy. There's no these are liquor songs. If I could go out on a limb,
that's a great.
These are liquor
insight,
songs,
Greg.
And we're more of like you know, beer, wine, shandies. Every once in a while, someone will show up a little homebrew mix of something.
Yeah,
but it's not dark and brooding.
Mm-hmm.
It's light and happy.
Yeah,
and I think there's probably some songs from some of these artists that would fit that mold.
That's a great point.
So I don't want to be dismissive of the picks.
Certainly.
It, you know, this just, it's a little bit more on the depressing side, and I love a good depression. Just make sure that's not coming out as a negative.
Right.
I'm just calling balls and strikes from back here. So, you know.
And that's all you can do, and I think, you know, maybe those couple nights a year when Sheila kicks me out and I have to come stay at the Tiki House or the guest house, this would be a good one to listen to. You know, I'm just
it's those conversations that start with the word dude.
Dude. What are you doing?
What we need to find out, though, is where is the Falcon's Nest?
Well, I was about to say this, Jim. Yeah. One thing, you know, that we have discussed here on this episode is that this is, you know, pursuant to Greg's Tiki Bar, where we've been and love and protect like our own place. But the Falcons, hey, we're happy to pack the Tiki Bar, close the doors, you know, lock it up, get in the car and head to the somewhere else. Like, we've done that. I mean, Greg and I have been on many road trips. And
well, he has a website.
Yes, he does.
I can sleuth a little here if we need to. But, you know, maybe if we can get a call in from the listener, I think that would be a really solid follow-up here.
That'd be the next way to go.
Yeah. Because I would also like to offer him the opportunity, given the feedback that, that I've given.
Mm-hmm.
You guys did not have the courtesy of that feedback. You knew what I liked
right
when we did the original episode. You didn't know my blind spots.
Exactly.
You know, now you've gathered a little bit more AI from me.
Mm-hmm.
I would love if he put together a Spotify soundtrack or something, knowing
that's
is more of
Greg.
An upbeat sort of thing.
Yes.
If you guys want to revisit it, I'm happy to have people back here again. But certainly, I would like to play the music because I think he's got a talent and he's got an ear.
Absolutely.
So I'm all about it. And I'm a big tent kind of guy. So I want this to go up on an up note.
I love that. And also, I will say, too, building on what Greg just said, that, you know, Walt said right at the top of his email, hey, throwing out the Martin Denny's and the Ventures, you know, like he said, let's take it to a second level. So we understand that, too. And obviously, not knowing anyone's blind spot, that's, you know, that's where he went with it. So that's great. And
that
would be awesome to do that.
So I just
Greg, I love that.
I want to thank Walt Falconer for sending us this excellent, well-thought-out email.
Welcome to the community, Walt.
If, Walt, you have any more suggestions, or as Greg mentioned, put together a playlist for Greg, that'd be great.
Yep.
Or any other listeners want to make suggestions for Tiki Bar music or anything,
Absolutely.
Right? We love to hear suggestions from the listeners.
And I especially like that Spotify playlist recommendation. I know Greg has some playlists that I see him, you know, I follow him on Spotify. I'll see him playing stuff, and that's out there. Now that you've heard this, take that up to the next node, and let's make it a positive connection here. I think that's great.
So the ways you can reach us are you can call and leave a message
612-440-1984,
or you can email rock@suburbspod.com.
Yep.
Or you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those at Suburbs Pod. So also visit Walt's website here. I'm looking at it right now. It's called rockisthenewroll.com.
Cool. I was checking it out too, Jim. I like it a lot. It's got a lot of categories that you can click on and some cool stuff. He's also got, I'm looking at his best albums of 2019, which I like a lot of them on here. So
he just makes a lot of great music recommendations.
He's making a lot of content.
I'm going to have to steal from... No, did I say that? I'm going to have to look at this from time to time, maybe do some research. Okay.
That's right.
All right, let's get out of here. Thank you very much, Greg, again.
Thanks, Greg.
You got it. Come back anytime, huh?
All right.
You got it.
And this ends another broadcasting week
of
Rockin' the Suburbs. We'll be back next week with some more fun stuff.
Yeah, and it is Friday, folks. So if you are inclined to this sort of thing, you can get an email in your inbox. The Rock of the Suburbs newsletter comes out every Friday around lunchtime.
Yeah.
And it's really the kickoff to your weekend.
It is, totally.
Hopefully things get better from there.
You really should not plan your weekend at all until you get
until you read the newsletter. No, it does have great stuff. It has where artists we've interviewed are on tour, new releases coming out that day, and stuff we're listening to. So you can get turned on to some new stuff.
That's right. And just, you know, what you missed on the show and what's coming up
what's
on the show.
What's coming up,
so
which is
all
key.
That. That's all right. All right. We got to go. Greg's about to put on the FU music or whatever it was called.
Yeah, I think we should play out with that if you don't mind.
Right. No, what is it?
It's Last Dance by Donna Summer.
Oh, there you go.
From middle school. It's the last chance for romance tonight. Dance.
And that's when you tell people it's time to go.
When that comes on, they know.
They just know.
They just, they've been
They just intuitively know this. All right.
That's when the conversation ends with dude.
That sounds good.
Is it that late, dude?
All right. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And this is Greg Wilson.
Thanks, Greg.
All right. Thanks very much. And we'll talk to you guys all later.
Get the F out.
When you start to hear your paper straw start to make that noise at the bottom of a drink,
it's time to grind.